Okay, it is Tuesday, April 9th, 2019 at 7 p.m. This is the Sustainability Commission meeting. I'll do the roll call. Katie Brennan?
Here.
Julie Moeller?
Here.
Eric Simon? Shannon Roberts? Beth Chang?
Here.
Andrew Basney? Lisa Gillis?
Here.
Okay. And there's no public comment. So we'll go to the adoption of meeting minutes from December and March commission meetings.
I reviewed them. They looked good to me. Anyone else have any comments?
I didn't have any comments.
Okay. I move that, oh, Lisa, have you any comments? I move that we adopt them.
A second.
Okay. I'll do the roll call. Julie Moeller?
Yes.
Beth Chang?
Yes.
Lisa Gillis?
Yes.
Katie Brennan?
Yes.
Okay.
And meeting minutes for tonight?
Oh.
I did February. I'll get them done.
I'll take them.
Sure, why not? Last hurrah.
My last hurrah. Okay, commissioner reports on meetings. Who wants to start, Julie or Beth? Yours might go fast.
Yeah, I don't have anything to report, other than I guess we had a D90 meeting this morning. This was sort of our last, before the end of the year, just gathering the parents and the teachers and the administrators together to see what all has been happening this year with the student sustainability clubs. So they're underway. With Julie can add here too. She's closer to it than I am, but you know, it's the first year, so it's in progress, and the district updated us that they're going to be embarking on a new 2020 to 2025 strategic plan. So Dr. Condon invited us to make sure how, you know, sustainability and green issues would be incorporated into that discussion. The one thing that was a little unfortunate is that curriculum in the sustainability in the curriculum was going to be the third year district-wide initiative, but because they're still trying to integrate new issues with math, things like that, it looks like it's going to have to get pushed off. So that's all I have.
I just want to say congratulations to Katie for winning. That's very exciting. It was a lot of work, I know, so nice job.
And thanks for all the support.
Spring break was in there. I didn't have too many meetings. I did present at Roosevelt yesterday to the Diversity Club on plastics. I'm speaking to the whole seventh grade class on Thursday, each period, on plastics and what the Sustainability Commission does, and promoting the recycling extravaganza with the students and the Des Plaines River cleanup. I did talk to, future philanthropist students about volunteering for the recycling extravaganza, and the sign-up genius is up, and we, the slots are going fast, so it's good. Mm. It's a good turnout, so. That was about it. It was a light meeting month.
All right, Lisa, you got anything?
In terms of meetings,
yeah,
I'm trying to think. Yes, we did. I did go to Planet Green, and we did finalize. We worked to finalize the report card for 2018. This is the fourth report card for the 10-year plan. Subsequent to that meeting, actually, I guess last week, I was on vacation, but last week the final report did come out. Most of our comments had been input, with some exception. And I think, we're good there. And Julie and I debriefed as part of the transition for Planet Green in terms of, you know, what might come out of, what are next steps coming out of that report card, which would be, they are going to plan for kind of, you know, where to take the next 2 years coming out of the Planet Green plan. But then separate from that is, Gary might want to, you know, come in and share information about, you know, progress. I guess in the past he has come to, she's wanted to meet with the trustees or with various constituents across, you know, River Forest. And, you know, as those requests come up, we will, you know, do our best to support him. Mm-hmm. Next steps with regard to Planet Green, our next meeting is next Tuesday. I'm trying to find his email. He sent out a pretty robust email. And the focus is now moving from the report card to pre-planning work for the National Renewable Energy Laboratory Solar Energy Innovation Network. And so there's a lot of prep that he has requested be done for this, answering, you know, some prompts to, I think, get everybody who's on the committee to wrap their head around what we really want to try to get out of that effort. So basically, we are asked about vision statement elements. We have to rank priorities. There's additional visioning questions. So I will be needing some help in terms of making sure that we're representing. Well, I'm representing the team appropriately, given this new kind of focus. So that's that, and I think that's all I have to report.
Yeah, and you should know that Eric sent, I mean, you're welcome to go to the NREL meeting on May 15th, but also Eric Simon said he's able to attend just because he's kind of our energy point person.
So then I work with him on some of these, this visioning statement, a lot of this
I would say
that
yes.
They want.
I would say yes, yeah. But I would... You're also there to kind of see what the Planet Green Core team comes up with, and then you can convey that to him. But it'll come out, I'm sure, in the May 15th meeting. But I was just looking at the email, too. There is a lot of...
There's a lot of pre-work, and I think the pre-work is before the May 15th meeting.
Yeah, so maybe what we should do is just you could send that on to Eric and just say, I know that you're going to be attending this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense to copy you, too, since you've done so much of that Soul Smart work?
Yeah. Because it is
you can copy me.
Yeah, Julie.
Keep me in the loop.
I didn't.
What?
I wasn't putting the emphasis on copy you. I was copying you.
So it's not redundant. We're not doing the same things. Yeah,
right.
But this is
important. And the reason why Eric was invited is just because he's kind of our energy contact.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense.
But,
I totally get that. That's why I saw this. I went.
I know. I'm looking at this, and we definitely need to have some. People having input on this, like, you know, rank priorities, energy security, affordability, reliability, resilience, and it's, you know, yeah, and they're making this for Oak Park and River Forest, so this is really key. So I think the more people that can attend, the better. So if you're able to attend the May 15th plus this meeting, Lisa, that'd probably be great.
So I just have a question, since I've been out of the loop for a few months. Is Katie, the last time that we talked about this, I know that we sort of thought that it was because of the depth of what they were looking for and our focus on Soul Smart this year that it might be more than we could bite off, but it sounds like they're just kind of moving ahead, so okay.
Yes.
Yeah, they're okay. They're pushing. So.
In some ways, it can be perceived as the cart before the horse.
Mm-hmm.
They're having it without having identified the need first, necessarily, in River Forest. Mm-hmm. But they're having it, so we're going to take advantage of it.
Sure.
However we can.
So is the meeting on the 15th with people from NREL? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're coming in.
And so this is where they want to sort of offer assistance. And did we ever figure out if we're paying them for that assistance, or they're doing it as a... community service?
We don't know yet. It might be part of a larger project where they get some type of cut. Mark Berger could probably answer that, but they've been waiting for NREL to come for about 2 years. They went out to NREL, Kristen Vogan from the Community Foundation last year and Gary Kanin, for a conference, and it's just been one of these things that they've just been waiting for.
I just wondered, is NREL getting paid to do this for communities or they are supported somehow and they're offering it as a...
Yeah, I don't know how their fee structure is set up.
Okay.
I think that. I also think because in the report card, the one, you know, I think it's all, you know, kind of, you know, all B's, 1A, 1C. There's a D with regard to energy just because the metrics just don't, I think, allow for any other rating. So I think there's a desire to jump on this.
Sure.
To try to
move
fix
the needle.
That.
Okay.
And now with the future, FEJA being so active.
Yeah.
Starting to gain momentum.
So we're getting a tutor for that D.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. We're going to need one.
No, I just think it's going to be amazing to try to like get everybody aligned across just even like what's the vision statement for this? That's going to be huge given all the different constituents in that room.
Right, and there's been lots of different conversations at different levels, but now they're trying to, you know, put all the horses in one ring. So
it's going to be tricky. I'm really glad you're running point, Lisa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. No, it's interesting. It was good to actually start with the report card because that at least gave an introduction to all the different things they're trying to do. But I thought there might be a little bit more of a honeymoon period.
Jumping into it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Anything else? All right, so I sort of have a lot. The first thing is that President Aducci has been invited to speak to the Oak Park River Forest Gardening Club this week on April 11th to talk about the Sustainability Commission's work over the past 2 years. And I just wanted to give you guys an idea of some of what she's going to be talking about, because it's great for us, not only in terms of marketing and kudos to the Sustainability Commission, but she's also going to use this opportunity to plug some of our upcoming events. So she's going to highlight our work on gardens, the installation of the 20 new pollinator native and community gardens in River Forest. And she's going to wrap that in with the Green Block Party program. And then she's going to talk about the recycling extravaganza and how we partnered with so many different third parties, the amount of electronics collected, households served, also that we've started the year-round curbside electronic pickup this year, and that we also offer prescription meds and battery pickup year-round, holiday lights, and that we participated in the pumpkin smash. She's going to talk about this year's recycling extravaganza is May 4th. She's going to talk about our beekeeping work, Andy's work lobbying against the preemptive language in the federal farm bill, and that we were accepted into the SoulSmart Consortium and we're awaiting news on hopefully our bronze designation. She's going to talk about, I think, as far as I know, she's going to talk about all this stuff. About our award of the Planet Green grant, and that we, when we were started, we applied for and were awarded a $1,000 State of Illinois grant to buy our first zero waste stations, and that we recently applied for a ComEd Open Lands grant, and we're waiting to hear back on that one. She's going to talk about our Green Quality Achievement Award that we just received from West Cook County Solid Waste. And then she's going to talk about some upcoming dates, which are the free finished compost pickup on April 27th, the One Earth Film Fest mini film fest coming up also on April 27th, where we're honoring our young filmmakers, the May 4th is recycling extravaganza, the River Forest Tree Walk on May 19th, and that the 8th grade sustainability tours coming up on the 21st. And she's going to have handouts for people for the recycling extravaganza, the tree tour, and something else. Wow.
So, you know, great example of how, like, our good work, the good work on this commission makes the village look good. Mm-hmm. You know, President Aducci is willing to go out and speak.
and then it perpetuates it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the other thing, the
volunteers.
Other handout. Yes, the volunteers for Deep Roots. So she's also bringing a flyer, a one-page flyer that David Murphy put together, looking for volunteers for Deep Roots that could help us with our pollinator gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs some help this year.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one thing. The second thing is candidate signs from the election are going to be collected at the recycling extravaganza, so please remind people about that. But also, if you guys have, or if you know anyone who's got a big set, a bunch of signs and they want to get rid of them sooner, my son is actually driving to Davenport, Iowa on Friday morning, and that's where they're collecting them. So he's going to bring a
sweet
big, he could bring a car full, and the car is not nearly full at all. So please drop him off at my house by late Thursday night, because he's going to leave early Friday morning. Okay. Cook County.
A lot of them look like they've already been picked up.
Yeah. And those might be candidates who are saving them to run again, but which is the best use, to reuse them.
That's true. That's true.
Or candidates who've collected them so that they can drop them off at the recycling extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so another thing is that President Aducci forwarded to me was an email from the Cook County Department of Environmental and Sustainability that had a few interesting things in it that I just wanted to mention. One is that Cook County has set a goal of making its county government buildings carbon neutral by 2050. Which seems pretty ambitious. And the second is that she also directed the Cook County staff to develop a 100% renewable energy plan within 1 year for all county buildings. So she wants the plan a year from now, and that all buildings have to be carbon neutral by 2050.
Okay.
The third thing is that she released the Cook County 2018 Sustainability Report, and they've had a 32% reduction in greenhouse gases, which apparently has been attributed to energy efficiency retrofits in county buildings. And my sense is that we were ahead of that. I mean, we're not going to make a 32% reduction because we already have been chipping away at it year after year. Is that right?
Well, right. So if we had made that reduction, we've already done it, you know, since years ago, since
right.
we started making the changes.
Right.
Yeah, this will be great once we have our measurements, just, you know, how they outlined it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they talk about how they got to that 32%. And
yeah, and they did a really sort of attractive chart,
mm-hmm.
you know, eye-catching. The county is also purchasing renewable energy credits equal to 20% of its electricity bills, which is something that we could work on.
Okay, I'm not sure how that would work.
Yeah, I don't know how that'd be interesting to know how they purchased those. Like maybe when county officials traveled or something, maybe they purchased credits.
Okay, to be fair, it says the county has already installed solar panels, and it says the county is also purchasing. So I read that to mean it is currently and continuing to purchase, and that attributed to its 32% reduction. But maybe it's a little futuristic. I don't know. And then this email also had a piece in it about organization called Solarize Chicagoland, a group purchasing program for residential and business solar. It's somewhat parallel to SolSmart, but I'm mentioning it because it's sort of a question for you and Eric. Two things that you can do under this Solarize Chicagoland plan are attend a solar power hour. It's hard to say. Where there are information sessions that teach you the basics of solar, its financial implications, and how the Solarize Chicagoland program works. And you can get a free, no-obligation site assessment from a competitively selected installer. And then if your community organization would like, you can host a solar power hour as well. So the question I have for you is, would any of this help us in our Soul Smart designations if we did any of this?
I don't think, well, actually, maybe the education portion of it would, if we would eventually host one or go to one of those. But at this point, it wouldn't, because we've already crossed the threshold into bronze. But if we're looking to go to the next levels, maybe in the future.
So something for the next step.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And then the final thing is that Cook County is sponsoring a series of climate leadership workshops in association with Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus, Metropolitan Planning Council, and the Climate Change Officers. And the next one is a two-day session, May 15th and 16th in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's chock full of stuff there.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah. Okay, here's the next thing. Probably if Shannon were here, she might report on this. And this is that we were contacted by an entity called CDP, formerly known as Carbon Disclosure Project. They run a global disclosure system that enables cities, states, and companies to measure and manage environmental impacts. So, you know, that's exactly what we're starting to do.
Yeah.
So they have invited us to join this little group. It is happening right now. With this group, the reporting period would run from April to July of this year. So it's only a 4-month reporting commitment, which is, on one hand, challenging because it's starting right now. On the other hand, it's only 4 months, so it'd be a nice trial period. Mm-hmm. So Shannon sent a message to Edith Makrup at Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus asking her what she thought of this, because you may or may not have been here, but we worked on a task force with the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus to come up with a reporting software platform for all of the municipalities that are in the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus to do what we all want to do, which is report, track our progress, report on it, so that we can plug into all these, the climate charter, the greenhouse, the Great Greenest Region Compact, and our Planet Green contract. So we're going to wait to hear what Edith says, but we might do this. I mean, I'd
be a good start.
Yeah. The trick is, you know, having the time and availability of resources to do it. So that's that. John, I had a note to ask you about an update on the village stormwater regulations from last night, and you know, you and I spoke about it just briefly, but maybe we could say something.
Right. So what was approved last night was aligning our stormwater ordinance to match the MWRD ordinance. What Jeff, the village engineer, presented to you guys last meeting included that update, but also had volume control requirements that could be built in. That portion wasn't approved by the board last night. It's kind of been tabled, and the volume part, where let's say you had you were putting in a garage or something or a patio and it was taking up more than 50% of your property, and then you'd have to provide volume control for the first inch of rain. That scenario that Jeff was talking about, that wasn't included in our update. So that doesn't mean it's not going to be included in the ordinance in the future, but it just wasn't included as a part of the update last night. So it's still out there as a possibility in the future.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Sure.
Julie, I also had a note about the letter from Ari to Kathy. Do we need to talk about that? That was the straw? Is it straws?
Yeah, I mean, you can mention it. I have a draft. I'll probably send it to her tomorrow. So,
okay, just the background for people.
Yeah, Kathy received a letter from a Williard third grader. I'm kind of combining my words there. Willard, third grader, and asking about what the village was doing regarding plastic use, and specifically straws. And this was right after a lot of the One Earth Film Festivals. So Kathy wrote a nice note saying thank you and that she would send it on to the Sustainability Commission for a response. I've drafted a response saying, you know, that we're doing the reusable bag day, that we have a recycling extravaganza coming up. There's ways that he can help at his school, you know, and that there, I know there's green clubs at the schools, that type of thing. And I'll make sure everybody gets a copy of that letter once Kathy sends that back out. But
I think invite him to one of the commission meetings.
Yeah, I thought it was great that, yeah, a lot of kids are involved getting writing. It's nice.
Yeah. All right, that's all I have. So, number five, Soul Smart update. That is, are you going to do that in lieu of Eric?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same as the last meeting. There was one little language change that we made, and so it is in their committee review, and the Metro Mayor's has already told us that everything looks good, that it's going to be a bronze designation, but it's just in the review committee right now. And there's going to be a designation event in early May. It'll be either May 9th or May 10th. I don't think they have the date finalized yet, where they make the official announcements. So this is the same as a lot of communities. They're just in a holding pattern for their review, and you don't get the official announcement until their date chosen. So,
and have we
done, have everything in that'll give us bronze.
Have we done any research on what we are? Are we interested, or has Eric told you if we're interested in going to the next level, silver? If some of this, you know.
No, I haven't heard anything yet.
Just wondering, because now with all these things starting to percolate, I was wondering if we start to offer more of information on our website.
Right, we'll get everything updated on the website. It was a bit of a challenge to get through to the bronze, to be honest with you, to get that.
Yeah, I know you did.
And
all the work,
I just mean from a staffing perspective. You have to make commitments. So if somebody's getting a solar panel put on their home, if you want to go to the next level and be a silver community with the Soul Smart, then there are all these requirements, like you have to have a quicker turnaround time for permits, that kind of thing.
Right, or
that
a designated
staff really
member
promise
to go
at
view
this point.
That's
right.
Okay.
I send somebody out there to inspect it right away, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we're there for bronze, but for silver.
Yeah, okay.
I would have to, you know, be
you
sure.
You have to really look at it.
Yeah, because we can't overpromise people.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
So,
just was curious. Yeah. I have. It's been a while since I've looked at it, what the requirements were. So.
Yeah.
I imagine that, you know, knock on wood, if we get bronze and we report on it to the village board, one of the questions from the natural next question is, so what's next?
We should be, yeah.
So it is a very good, as much as you want to draw a ragged breath.
Right, it hasn't been announced yet.
I know we're already asking you if there's silver.
Get to the finish line.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
but it is. It's good to ask those questions because others are going to ask them, and so.
No, it's a good point. I just know looking at all the steps that had to be taken for bronze, I wasn't even really looking at silver yet.
Yeah.
Right.
Because.
Mm-hmm.
Why look
ahead? All
right,
we'll
until
let you get.
Get
we'll
bronze.
Let you get your bronze medal in your hand.
All right, we'll see. We'll see.
Right. I know that you know, when Eric started that process, he said it was going to be just a lot of work. So, you know, kudos to you and Eric for following that through. It's very exciting.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, number six, tracking and reporting. I spoke with Shannon, who could not make it tonight, and she said that she has started on it, but she doesn't really have anything to report on. She'd rather report it in person.
Okay,
and then we already mentioned briefly the CDP platform that we might take advantage of depending on what Edith Maker has to say and what our, if our resources can do that. So that's six. Seven is green block parties.
Sue Crothers and David and I are getting together tomorrow at 8 a.m. to transition. So
that's excellent. Yeah.
And we should hear mid-June back from Openlands. That's when they report back on the grant for the green block parties.
Beth, do you know about Openlands? You do, don't you?
She knows that we applied. Right. She saw it. Yeah, she heard.
Yeah, but I actually didn't know that you were going to submit to them. But I also don't have anything to do with that part of it. I mean, it's actually, there's an outside advisory committee that makes the decisions, so.
Yeah, because it's through ComEd, and then they, yeah.
Okay.
So we'll keep that on the agenda for next time. Mm-hmm. So we'll kind of have maybe a little rollout on that. I would like to bring up one thing that came up during the Green for Good meeting today. And the Green Club at Lincoln is interested in having a parkway, a pollinator garden. And they were wondering if they could apply as like a end of the year green block party for their club at school.
Mm-hmm.
And Anthony Cozy today said it was fine at the meeting. And I said I didn't know why they couldn't apply for that. So.
Well, here's another question, too, is they could also consider applying for an inspirational garden.
Yeah, and I don't think they have the room for the food. Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, I can certainly tell them that, but I think they were more interested in doing the parkway.
Cool.
Because one of the teachers started one inside the grounds, and so they were also interested in kind of mirroring something on the outside for kids to be able to walk by. So I could tell them to contact you.
Mm-hmm.
If we're okay with them applying for that, even though the goal was 20 gardens this year. I think that it's well within the budget, I think, too.
I think it's well within the goals of it, education.
Right.
Especially for children and exposure, lots of eyeballs on it.
Yeah.
Lots of care for it.
Yeah. And I think that, there'd be lots of help and support. It might be a good just kind of test for mm-hmm. you to see how it works, too, so because it would be in May. So I will put, it's Alexis Murphy and Renee Sicklaw. I will put them in contact with you. I mean, cause I didn't want them to fill it out online like a green block party. I thought they could just contact us directly.
But it makes sense if they're going to have a party for them to have the zero waste stations.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, and they have them at school.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is there a reason, though, I just have a question with regard to, like, are we focusing green block parties specifically on like residents versus institutions? Is that why this would even?
Yeah, I mean, the green block parties is for resident green block parties, but it's, I mean, that's how it started. But we do get requests to do these at some time of event type things.
Okay, I get it.
So there was one last year that somebody made a request and then they canceled it. I forget what it was, but it was more of an event type thing, and they said, "Could you come? We're having a outdoor party. We want mm-hmm. this sorted out. We want someone to come and speak." And I
don't
forget
remember.
Who that was. They ended up canceling. Mm-hmm. So some are special events, but it's very rare.
Okay,
it's very rare.
Okay,
so I think the lemonade stand is kind of the one thing, and then
but the lemonade stand just the
sorted
receptacles.
Out.
They don't.
The library kind of contacted us once to help them with sort it out. They didn't use our program, but
we helped Concordia with their homecoming. We used their
sorted out.
But we don't necessarily offer the actual programming to people unless
in the garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I will have them contact you.
Okay. So, anything else on the green block parties, Lisa?
Not at this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did talk to, I forgot to say I met with Sue just regarding the website. And there we went through all the links, and some were really old. And I'm wondering, if one is like connected to a, like for Healthy Lawn, Healthy Family, to a Missouri extension, you know, it just doesn't make sense. We'd really like to clean up the website. Is there anyone like I could just sit down with and say, can we delete this, delete this, delete this? Or I know, Beth, you did, you know, great job getting us to where we are. How do I take the next step? Because I have all the pages now of what we need to do. And so it's, what's the best way to do that?
Do you have like all the links that need to be changed or deleted? Because we can.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote them down.
Do you
want
to do it remotely or face to face with somebody?
I mean, I can print out the pages. I can put delete. I think it's probably easier to do.
So there's a lot that need to be changed out. Okay.
I mean, this took us hours just to go through it, but it won't take me that long. But I mean, I wonder if I could just do two sessions just to kind of get it going again. And it's really just to make the whole website easier to read. We decided that we needed to really have information that circles back around to our partners, so that if we have Green Block Party information, it sends you to Deep Roots, it sends you to Green Community Connections. You know, we had a lot of articles and we had stuff on there, and it's, you know, people aren't reading that type of stuff. And we needed to update the Healthy Lawn, Healthy Family sign that's old.
Okay. Yeah, why don't you just email me a couple of dates and we can just meet.
And
me and somebody else, probably John Pape, just because he's a website guru.
Well, I'll maybe in a couple weeks after the extravaganza.
Okay.
If it's slower in the summer, maybe I could come in for the morning or something.
Yeah.
So.
Sure.
And then the only reason I'm doing this is because I'm kind of the holder of the information, and now I, you know, it's just easier just to do it. And then as we move forward, once we have another new commissioner on, I think we'll revisit, you know, assignments and how we're going to move forward again. And also the Green News has changed, so it's not something where that you need to, so now we need to kind of, the Green News now, Beth, is just, they really want it concise. I think it does look good, the e-newsletter. So I think it's more, we need to revisit how we want to change our page. Is it quarterly with a picture? Because we're not going to be inserting the Green News on there anymore. So. So the good news is you don't have to worry about the website. We'll get that updated, but most of the information is updated just for your general purposes for the Green Block Party.
Okay.
Okay. Like the permits on there and, you know, for them to fill out and everything. So you shouldn't have to update anything.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's one less thing.
Okay.
Sorry, just to clarify, did you just say that you're not going to put the Green News on the website anymore?
Yeah, because it's just...
Yeah, it's long.
Yes, I did. I don't need to explain. I'll explain later.
Okay. Thank you, Julie. That's so much work. Oh, gosh. Okay. We are at 8 budget. And we are at the end of our fiscal year.
Right. So the latest numbers I have are we have about 1,600 available. That doesn't take into account expenses for the extravaganza, but that'll happen after May 1st. So if there are any expenses before May 1st that anyone's thinking about, we should go ahead and do that.
Yeah, we're going to order bags.
Okay.
I think I can talk to you offline, John, just so I...
Right, I sent... An update. There's six total sorted out stations.
Right.
And there are a lot of bags. I didn't count them all, but there are a lot. So you might as well order more.
Yeah.
Just to have them in case there's a run on bags at some event, you know.
There's a lot. Yeah, so I'd probably say probably one box of each is probably all we need if there's like 50 a box. So I'll talk to you how many there are in a box. I'll get the number on that. And the second thing is we need to reprint or laminate the attachments for the sorted out stations. So that's probably about $80 for laminating because you know, you want to get the backup signs, you know, if somebody, so at the sort out stations, we just connect, you know, this is compost. Yep. And then I think we should give each one an extra set if somebody has, you know, other containers that they need to label.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so I was going to update those signs. So that's about $80. And then also I wanted to produce maybe a flyer for the extravaganza. I know it's late, but a lot of condo buildings and such, since I've been doing all the promotion through email, I think, and printing off of my own computer at home when now my cartridges are dead, I'd like to do a, just like a, you know, 8x17 or 11x17 flyer that I could send out to Oak Park for the apartment buildings and such. So I don't,
okay.
I was going to email Sarah and just say, can you just blow this up and could we get it printed? And then that would come out of our budget.
Okay.
I'm guessing that's probably $120, $150, I don't know, for a flyer. So we're not spending too much money. So we probably have another $1,000 left to spend.
Can we prepay anything for the recycling extravaganza?
So what's, do you know what the approximate costs would be for that, for the extravaganza?
You know, I never really know because, I mean,
yeah.
Everything is donated. I mean, I have a couple $100 in food and snacks that I provide, and I buy some, I'm getting low on gloves. So I could kind of restock my stuff this year so that it's in good shape. So that's probably maybe $300, but now you're talking, you still probably have about $700 left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last month we talked about $400 for green block parties. So I guess tomorrow I can ask at the meeting what we might
yes.
be able to, and we actually, it was in the notes, the meeting minutes we just approved about using $400 for the green block parties to make up for the for some of the shortfalls. Also tomorrow in our meeting, I'll find out what we can spend.
Yeah.
We also talked about Andy needed some money for the tree tours.
Mm.
He was going to be doing some printing, but we didn't know how much. We talked about the sorted out bags, the sorted out station,
yeah.
laminated signs. And then last month you had said about $500 that you had needed for the recycling.
Yeah, so I can, yeah.
Okay.
So another thing is with the green block parties is that David, I know he's very busy and spent behind, but he does maintenance in April, and he gets paid for that maintenance. So if
right.
you could ask Sue if that's,
mm-hmm.
If we could, if he's done that, or if we could be billed for that,
mm-hmm.
That would probably take a big chunk out of that. So I will get, yeah, I will buy my snacks and stuff the last week of April for the extravaganza, okay?
Check the expiration dates.
Okay, I will, I know. I will make sure that they last through May 4th, okay? That trail mix and stuff. So, okay, well, I will maybe, I hardly ever spend money on the extravaganza, but.
You spend a lot of your own, you do your own, so let's.
Yeah, so I'll just yeah. spend some money.
I can ask Andy about tree tour printing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'll do that. Okay. And what is our last day to spend the money? April 30th.
April 30th. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it receipts have to be dated?
As long as it's dated.
Mm-hmm.
April.
Okay.
You can
April
turn them
30th.
In after that.
Okay.
It's just
right.
dated.
Okay. Good to know. All right. Thank you.
And did I read somewhere in the finance? Yes, yeah, so they've approved it for next year, right?
The mm-hmm. They just approved the budget last night.
Oh, the extravaganza?
No, just our general
the
budget.
Overall
is it
budget,
the same
yeah.
or is it the?
It's the same.
Good.
Okay. All right. Okay, anything else on the budget?
Not for me.
Okay, then we've got commissioner procedures. I put this one in. So I just wanted to go over a few things. One is Open Meetings Act, and Lisa, you're our newest commissioner, mm-hmm. but all of us need
yes.
to be reminded of this, that we can only communicate with one other commissioner at a time, both in person and online,
mm-hmm.
and on the phone if we're going to be on a conference call. So we just have to be reminded of that. You know, myself included, I think I got an email today that had potentially had three commissioners on it. And then...
So, but you can send something out to everybody. But you just can't hit it. No, they can't all reply. Right? They have to only reply back to you.
So... Maybe that needs to be clarified, because my understanding was that if it was a substantive piece of information, you know, like if it was commission substantive business, then you shouldn't. But if it's a notice, like the recycling extravaganza is going to be on May 4th, and here's the flyer attached, that's not, that's, you know, public.
Right.
So I think we could send that to all of us.
Yeah. But what if you're asking people to proof it? Could one person respond? Because then that would be correspondence between you and that person, even though you sent it to everybody on the commission.
Oh, I see. You have a sense?
Yeah, I thought that was okay, too. Yeah.
You just can't respond you can't respond all.
Right, you just can't reply
so
all.
So, like, Lisa could say, oh, Julia noticed a typo, blah, 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 but you couldn't respond all.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's not being public information, but you could let me know, and I could write back saying thank you, and I'll fix it. But I couldn't let everybody else know that I fixed it. But I could resend the flyer back out to everybody again. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't happen that often. I'm just saying
But that's a good clarification.
Yeah, okay. There just can't be a back and forth with the entire group.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's how I understand.
Yep.
Okay, so I'll for practicality, I am sending Gary Kunin's email about this whole energy initiative. I'm going to send it to Eric.
Right.
And you asked me to do it. Can I copy you as long as you don't respond? Just so you know it went out and I didn't, you know, blow it?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. What do you think, John? Because, I mean, that's business with two commissioners then.
Well, weren't you using like blind copies for that purpose of sort of like letting people know that it went out? Although
I have to say I have blind copied Katie before so that she knows that I sent something, but I don't know if that's how you're supposed to do it.
Otherwise, it's just very cumbersome, and then, you know, it's like I send it to the one person I'm trying to correspond with, and if I want somebody else to know, then I forward it to them and say, just letting you know, which is a whole nother extra step. But
right.
It's really very confusing, so I'm just glad that you're clarifying it, because I don't know how other commissions handle it. I think this commission does a lot of substantive work in between the meetings, so, you know, with other groups, I don't know if they have that much going on in between the meetings.
Right. Right, so that's why when I send out the agenda and everything, I just blind copy everyone. So there isn't a temptation for someone else to reply all, you know.
Okay.
Because then it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, well, clearly there are still some, you know, confusing parts to it, but my goal was to remind us ourselves about it. Another reminder is that because we're a commission and we all need to vote on most things like signing the letter opposing the language to the farm bill, we have to remember that all of our commission work has to go through commission channels. So to the extent that, like, Julie's doing the recycling extravaganza, I shouldn't be emailing, like, George Strom recycling, you know, stuff. You're the waste person, you're doing that. We need to make sure that we go through the channels. Same when, you know, Lisa is the Green Bloc Party channel.
Right.
I'm not going to email David Murphy about Green Bloc parties. I should be, you know, putting anything substantive through you so that you can know and own that and have the confidence that I'm not going to be doing that. So, you know, to the extent that bike stuff, tree tour, Andy, turf, Julie, and, you know, occasionally something will happen where we, something has to go out quickly, a decision has to be made quickly. Occasionally, you know, we're not going to always have the time to have a full commission vote on something, and I'm going to refer to something under either old or new business that happened, where we didn't have the time to do a vote, and Andy just went ahead and did something, which is fine. I don't think it's, but I just wanted to remind us that we have to make sure that we go through the channels for the whole commission to work. And because I'm going to be rolling off the commission, I thought I would just mention to you guys, if it's helpful to you, it's been helpful for me sometimes to keep handy a copy of our ordinance that has our intent and purpose on it. Sometimes it's been helpful for me to read that, you know, that our purpose is, number one, protect the public health, safety, and welfare. Number two, conserve natural resources and protect the environment. Number three, acquire and disseminate technical information relative to the environment and natural resources. It just was sometimes helpful for me, particular maybe on the turf issue, when there were maybe some challenges or some questions about, you know, how does it work with two different taxing bodies? What's our role? Sometimes it's helpful to go back to the ordinance. Number four, succession. Oh, this is my number four. It's not on the...
I was like, wait a minute.
No. Yeah, we're going 10 from 9-4. No, I just made little subsections here. Succession, we've talked about some of our terms are, quote, expiring. They're not really expiring where they're going to be renewed. But to the extent that anyone has questions about... aren't some of the terms expiring in this month, April?
Right.
President Aducci just going to contact people and say, you want to stay on, right?
That's my understanding, yeah. And it's going to happen at a May meeting, next month.
Okay. Yeah. And then same with, you know, selection of a new commissioner, because I think this is going to be my last meeting.
Yeah.
Because I think the next Sustainability Commission meeting is
the
day
14th.
After.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think I'm supposed to be sworn in on the 13th. So we have applications from other residents who are interested in serving on the commission, and just like has been done with, you know, all of us, President Aducci has looked at them and, you know, looked to see what we need. And sometimes she, you know, it's in consultation with what the gaps are, and so she'll pick another commissioner, and then she'll also select a new chair.
Okay. Fun May meeting.
Yeah. So I just wanted to go through that stuff. All right. We're on to new business. And the first thing is the middle school sustainability tour.
And I just wanted to keep that on the agenda. I haven't heard anything more from Anna Daly. I did send an email to Mike Slutton today letting him know that there is one group that's part of the tour. There's a sustainability section again. It's only one group this year, Beth, and that they are interested in planting the garden, and I to confirm that with him before we start working with her. So she's supposed to get, you know, back to me. The students just selected their groups. They're supposed to find out in a week or two, and then once that's done, she'll start coordinating with us again. And the tour is anytime between May 21st and the 28th. It's that week that they have to schedule their program. So we will, you know, work on that once we get more information from her.
So do you have a sense on how many students that would be?
Well, I think the groups are like 25. So, and it would only be one this year. Remember, she had two, and we had to flip-flop it. It would just be one, and she thought that would allow more time. So, like, they would come over for maybe an extended time and just do the whole garden at one time. And
so are we going to do other stations as well?
She's interested in the sugar beet, having lunch there. She was interested in visiting native gardens. And I didn't hear anything about, like, the Village Hall visit or anything, so we'll just
For visiting native gardens, would you like take them maybe around to some of the pollinator gardens that
maybe,
are within
yeah.
walking distance? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. There's also the Inspirational Garden at, is that too far, Trailside Museum?
Maybe not. And then also bees again, if she could,
yep.
you know, so.
Yeah, if we can get Dominican to collaborate again.
Yeah, and there's also, you know, we've never, Roy Strom could come and speak or, you know, I mean, there's other ways we can,
yeah.
you know.
So what's cool is that this is our third year.
Yeah.
We've done the sustainability tour, which
yeah.
is really cool.
Right. Be good.
Yeah. Okay. The Green Quality Achievement Award, also known as the Green Intelligence Award.
West Cook, is this the West Cook
this
County
is the
Solid
West
Waste
Cook
Agency?
County Solid Waste Agency that has selected Mayor Aducci and the River Forest Village Board, along with Eric Palm and the members of the River Forest Sustainability Commission, as this year's recipients of the agency's Green Quality Achievement Award. We've been chosen as this year's recipient for not only your annual recycling extravaganza event, but also the other programs and services your Sustainability Commission has put forth for the residents of River Forest and the entire region, which
Woo-hoo.
Is pretty cool. And this is gonna be presented at the agency's 30th anniversary and Earth Day celebration lunch on Monday, April 22nd. And we've got a nice group of people going. Are you gonna go?
I can go, yeah.
Yeah.
Am,
yeah,
I, am
okay.
I invited?
You are.
Yes,
oh,
you are.
Okay.
You're integral.
Yeah,
it's
integral.
Gene and Giorgetti.
Gene and Giorgetti.
Well, that's why I said I could go.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Oh,
and
I thought it was just yes.
And I think we've got 5 or 6 commissioners going. So President Aducci said that we'd get a table, and that's the plan. I sent in our RSVP to Eric Palm yesterday, and I included you, Beth.
So, is this something we applied for, or that
they
just
nominate you?
They, I'm sorry?
They nominate you. Neil James from the West Cook County Solid
nice.
Waste Agency.
Very nice.
What do you think they're going to get? Is it one of those bags of compost?
Oh, yeah, right. That'll be popular. I don't know. Maybe a little sapling of a tree or something.
Anyway, that's the Green Quality Achievement Award, and it's, you know, it's another feather in the commission's cap.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, on to Oak Park Plastic Campaign.
I just put this on here. I just to let you guys know that the Oak Park Sustainability, I just call them the Sustainability Commission because I can never remember mm-hmm. economic and
environmental
energy and environment, I think
energy and environmental commission. They are actually doing a small campaign to they're calling it No Plastic Summer. They're approaching businesses. Businesses agree, they'll give them a decal. They're going to have a table at the Oak Park Village's Earth Day. They'll also do something at the day in our village in June. I talked to Laura Dirks about this and then just said, you know, let us know how it goes. Maybe, you know, there's some collaboration if you continue this into the fall or something like that. So right now it's really just kind of a grassroots. They're going out, you know, by themselves to businesses and such. But you might hear something about it, and I'd like to kind of hear how it goes. And
yeah.
maybe it's something we kind of copy or, you know, take some lessons from. So, and this made me think about, you know, with the letter from Ari, you know, maybe this is something that you could combine with Reusable Bag Day or something in the future. But so just to make you aware of it.
All right, thank you. You just brought up something that I'd forgotten about, which is Reusable Bag Day. Is that coming up?
July 9th.
Oh, good, we've got time.
Yeah,
okay.
We got time on that one.
All right. Lisa, you probably don't know what Reusable Bag Day is.
We talked
you know
about it. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. All right, are we on to old business?
Yeah, I just left the recycling extravaganza, and there's not much to do. I mean, there's lots to do on it, but there's not much to talk about. So the flyer's out. I'm getting volunteers. One new development, though, is that John We met with SSI, the group that's collecting the electronics, and just the way the electronics are loaded onto a truck and they have to be shrink wrapped and everything. We did hire two of their employees to help us with that because we just don't have the experience on that. But we will still have two Public Works employees mm-hmm. there for the day. So it makes me feel a lot more comfortable because of the loading and the moving of the mm-hmm. forklift and pallet mover. So.
Right, yeah, it makes me feel comfortable too.
Yeah, so thank you for your help.
Yeah, because our guys, they could have been trained and they could do it, but it's not really their specialty, so I'm glad we have this company there too.
And this is a new program with Cook County collecting the...
Yeah.
And so I can't even say that it might be around next year. Hopefully it will be. It's supposed to be, but, and to do the investment in training our people and everything. So it wasn't that much money. It'll be... That was a new development, so things seem to be going well. I have just a couple more things to confirm. It'll all come together.
And what do you need from us?
I know, just if anybody wants to sign up and work. And then I've been in contact with the River Forest Citizens Corps. They don't have as many people as they have in the past, but they might be still. Ron Sherman is going to be coordinating the prescription medication, so that's kind of done. And then the Citizens Corps will do traffic, and Mario is supposed to let me know how many people he can provide for that. So they're kind of going through a membership lull right now. So, mm-hmm. But I'm not worried about that. It'll be fine.
So day of coordination's a huge effort. Do you need help with? I mean, I know that the sign up genius and we all do.
Yeah, I have four coordinators that see areas and they're oversee areas and then they're there the whole day for me. That there is kind of a group of us that signed up for that. Okay. And I made sure that was covered first. And there are people that have experience with it.
And this year there's training.
There is, and I forgot to tell people it's at the church. And and that's because electronics will be sorted more specifically. They won't just be thrown into a dumpster. So, and then artificial turf update. As many of you know, that the public hearing was postponed. And that I was supposed to get an update today from Mike Sletton on as to why, they had made that decision. I did not get an email.
Okay.
So we'll just stay on there. I want to just hear what their next steps are. But he did say they just don't have time. It's been tabled because they couldn't put it in anyway this year, even if they did approve it. And, they're going to wait for the new commissioners that were voted in to make a vote, if they do a vote.
Okay. Presumably they start in May.
You're right. So it'd be nice to support, anyone who wants to attend that meeting in May to, meet the new commissioners, mm-hmm. Board members. I'm not commissioners. So.
Yep. Okay. Tree tour, I'm going to give Andy's report since it's tax season and he's completely under tax water. he reports, we know that the tree tour is May 19th from 10 to noon, and you are supposed to sign up. So I don't know what kind of sign-ups they've had already, but everyone I've mentioned it to has been interested and lots of flyers around, so keep publicizing it. He has coordinated with the River Forest Library. They will let us use their courtyard as a meeting spot for the tree walk. He plans to have a table for educational materials. Now this is going to be on the 19th.
May 19th,
yeah, okay. So recycling extravaganza will have already happened. A table for educational materials, some drinks and snacks. So I'll see if you can buy the drinks and snacks before April 30th.
I have leftovers. There you go.
he says he's coordinating all the specific details for the event. He has not done much formal publicity, but would appreciate other commissioners getting the word out, sharing the flyer. He would also like to have a sorted out station at the event. I think you and I emailed about that, didn't we?
I don't remember that, but...
You guys had a server problem, didn't you, yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Was it yesterday? Yeah, all day yesterday.
Okay, so I had...
Some bounce back?
Everything,
yeah.
I sent to
External
and Sarah
emails
Pfeiffer.
Weren't coming through.
Yeah, those bounced back. I don't remember that yours did, but I had sent an email to a response from Andy, from Andy to you saying, how do we get that, the zero-way stations for him? Are they going to deliver it to the...
Okay, well, we can
just
drop them
off
there.
I think you fill it out online, or you could...
Yeah, for this event, I mean, I could just have them dropped off there.
And then picked up there, too?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will let him know
and
that.
They have compost. That's great.
Library does? That's right.
This would just be the courtyard area at the library. That's where it's needed?
Yeah, I put in the email if you could have them dropped off to the north side of the door behind the...
Could you resend it? Because
I'll just
went
resend
proof.
It.
But,
I'll just
but
resend
yeah.
it. Yeah.
North side of the door. Okay.
Yeah.
Should we leave them there after April 27th? Would that be easier? I mean, I know it's a little time, but we're going to use them April 27th for the film thing.
Thank you for
reminding me. Yeah, I saw that look. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, depends on how many. We're going to have many block parties between April 27th.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Instead
what do you want to do?
We can leave them there if they don't mind.
Huh? Is that the library?
Yeah, the young filmmaker. They're showing those April 27th at the library. And
has there been a request for that?
No, I'm supposed to do that.
Okay. All right, do it. Do all those, and we'll make sure.
Am I off the hook for resending?
So then can I just put in a request, and I'll just say, I'll make a note that they'll be left there, and that maybe they could be picked up, or I can pick them up and drop them off.
Double the amount of bags, because it's going to be for two events.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I will... Do it.
All right.
Okay. I can't be there May 19th, but I will be there April 27th, so I'll make sure that they at least get there.
Okay. Great. Okay, super. And then the other thing that Andy reported on is that this past month he submitted a witness slip for Senate Bill 2016 on behalf of the River Forest Sustainability Commission. And here's the information about it. And this was a thing that I was alluding to before, that it came about too quickly for us to be able to vote on this. And these kinds of things happen, but to the extent that we, it's not an emergency, we have to go through our regular channels and votes. Mm-hmm. So Senator Martin Sandoval filed Senate Bill 2016 entitled Complete Streets and Trails Local Grant Program. Under this program, local governments can apply for grants to build and extend trails or make street improvements for vulnerable users. The Illinois Transportation Enhancements Program provides competitive grants for walking paths, trails, and bike lanes. It's administered by IDOT, but federally funded. Applications from municipalities exceed available dollars by a factor of 7. Last year, applications totaled $252 million, but only $35.7 million were awarded, and none of that money came from the state. This bill dedicates 2% of IDOT state funds to implement complete streets, walking, and biking infrastructure improvements. There's more detail than that, but you can see it was a last minute thing. We decided to go ahead with signing the witness slip. So Andy did that because he's doing the bike stuff. Okay, anything else on that? All right, then we've got the comp plan update. So big thanks to Lisa for reviewing our chart of all of our revisions and comparing it to the revised comp plan and keeping track of what had been incorporated and what hadn't been incorporated. There were a few items that hadn't been incorporated that she identified.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. It was good to get up to speed.
Yeah. And so we've been communicating with John Housiel, with Housiel and Levine, about a few of the items that weren't incorporated, and we're still working with him on it, including today. So as of today, he's going to look to see if he can come up with some language to accommodate our requests. And the two items are, we had requested that just the word native plantings be included as a priority in commercial development, and he hadn't understood that that was going to be a priority for commercial development, but in fact it is for the village, and in fact we are right now putting in natives along the commercial corridor along Lake Street.
Right.
So yeah. That, and then the second one, the second change had to do with priorities for, I guess it has to do with setbacks on commercial development, and we recommended that there be consideration for foot, pedestrian, and bike traffic so that it would be welcoming for pedestrian and bike traffic. And the comment we got back was that it's already addressed as a safety issue in another part of the plan, but our thought was that it's not just safety. If we're trying to promote complete streets, we really want to welcome cyclists and pedestrians, and when you don't leave much room on the sidewalk between a busy street like Harlem, mm-hmm. where we're developing, and a tall building, then that's going to discourage rather than encourage foot traffic. And again, we're trying to promote complete streets. So we're working on those two things. Mm-hmm. Cool. And hopefully they'll be incorporated in the next draft. Okay, that's that's comp plan D. E, bike trail.
That was just an Andy, if he had an update.
I can tell you I've been copied on the emails. I think he's worked really hard. He's been so on it, mm-hmm. with John Halziel, yeah. and KLOA,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
which
yep.
is the...
The traffic engineering consultant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And to date, I don't think that they've presented the bike path plan to the village board. Am I wrong about that?
No, they haven't.
Yeah. So he's been trying to get that date so he can let the mm-hmm. bike team know, so they can come to the meeting and be there to hear and support it. But to date, we don't know. Hmm. Can I add two things to the end of this?
Of course.
No.
Of course you can.
Okay. So for after bike trail, community garden. I want to just give an update on community garden.
Yeah.
Mary Masala has been going gangbusters.
Hmm. Yeah, she's.
She's amazing. She's been working with, Public Works, I think, and the Park District. They have, I don't know what the right term is, but they've cut the gardens. They've marked them. The Park District is renting them. It's in the Park District brochure that came out this past week. And they've received rental agreements already so far. I don't know how many they have. She also took it upon herself to do a soil sample over there, and what she found, because she was at some conference, she was going to go to some conference where I think they offered that, so she did a sample, she brought it. There's a slightly elevated lead in that soil sample that she took. It's not a dangerous level, but it is slightly elevated, so it's created some internal discussion, and the thought is that that slightly elevated lead content might be from the compost that we've mixed in, so they're going to do... The thought is that we'll do potentially another retest without the compost, and she has another source to do it, and we're pricing it and going to work with the Park District to pay for that.
Okay.
And I contacted George Strom to the compost company is required to test their compost, and I said, could I get some documentation on who does it and what it said? So I said, I'll get it to you. so we're waiting on that. So I'll just keep.
Well, how does lead get into compost?
It actually can be through grass clippings and leaves, actually. So I think leaves, when they're on the streets for some reason, can get lead, and also grass clippings from older homes and through the base of homes.
Hmm.
You would think, that's at least the natural stuff, but also, if some of the leaves are coming in contact with people who do put chemicals on their lawns and stuff. So the compost, there's different types of compost. I mean, there's, so we just need to find out which one people are picking up and which one we're being offered, so.
Okay. And then the last thing I wanted to add is the Young Filmmaker Mini Film Fest, which is on April 27th at the Public Library. Julie's mentioned that, and I mentioned it earlier because Kathy might say something about that at the Garden, Oak Park River Forest Garden Club. And we are going to have a table. So again, good use of our tablecloth.
Yeah.
Julie's going to have the tote, compost tote, and some information about the recycling extravaganza, probably the tree tour.
Yep.
Anything else?
No, just, I mean, just like kind of what we did for the films in general. I had a little sign. It said, you can ask me about, and then I wrote things down so people can, healthy lawn. Green block parties.
Yeah, if you guys can come, I think it's from 2 to 4.
That'll be neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going because I signed up to work it. You're probably, are you being
I'm working, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, so if you guys can come, it's going to, and a couple of three River Forest students are going to be honored for their films. So pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. All right, that's all I got.
Okay. And well, you know, I just wanted to say, we all want to say thank you for leading us for the last 2 years. This has been incredible. You've gotten a lot accomplished. And we would like to have a, you know, celebration when we can all be there. But just to mark your last meeting, we just got a little spring
Julie. Thing for you.
Oh.
So just to take home and
Julie,
for all your hard
you
work.
Guys.
And yeah.
This is perfect for empty, pots.
Yeah, so there you go. Thanks for everything, Katie. And
what a team we've been.
Yeah, so there you go.
Thank you.
We'll celebrate to all of us when Andy's here and invite old commissioners. We got quite a group now. So
we do.
Yeah.
We do. We've grown.
So we'll have to go back to Jim and Pete's. And
yep. A little photo in your chair.
There you go. Yes.
Can I hold the gavel?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. She's. I feel like we should sing. Well, I won't sing on tape, but like, you know, moving on up.
Well, this has been a huge pleasure and so gratifying, and so many people, when I was running for trustee, were asking me, why did you decide to do this? And my honest answer is that the work that we've done has been so gratifying. And, it's gratifying because we work so well together as a team and because we've been able to accomplish so much.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I really can't think of what to say because it's just amazing what you've done and there's no way to put it in words. Yeah. So thank you. Can I copy people on this picture?
Let's don't have my eyes open.
So.
All right, so with that, shall we adjourn?
Yep, I second.
Oh, just a note, I'm not going to be here on the 14th because Ben has a jazz band concert, so sorry to miss yet another meeting.
Well, so we can consider trying to find another date.
Did you get my email? That's actually on the 13th.
No.
No, it's a different concert. There's a different
concert.
Oh,
jazz band.
There's concert band the previous Monday, but jazz band on the 14th, which Anna's probably not in.
Right.
Well, I don't, there's going to be new commissioners and a new chair, and it's probably hard on people to change it from the expectation of the second Tuesday. So.
Okay. We'll see.
Okay.
Well, yes. Congratulations,
right.
Katie. You'll be missed.
Thank you, John.